Hey, I'm Tamara Kendacker, and I'm the host of Wait, There's More, Global's 20-minute daily news podcast. This week, we're dedicating all our episodes to the coronavirus pandemic. We're talking about it from a variety of different angles, from basic health questions to the impact this is going to have on the economy. We release a new episode every afternoon, and you can listen wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
The Ryan Jesperson Show, weekday mornings at 9 on 630 CHED.
It's Earth Day, everybody. Happy Earth Day to you. We've been looking forward to this conversation for quite some time. Let's get right to it. A round table taking us through till noon today. Jennifer McConaughey is the owner of Life Pre-Loved. Mike Medikoff is co-founder of Change Toothpaste. This is a really neat story. And Sean Stepchuk is director and co-founder of Waste Free Edmonton. Welcome the three of you to 630 CHED. And thanks for making time for us. Happy Earth Day to you.
Happy Earth Day.
Thanks, Ryan. Jennifer, happy Earth Day to you, too.
I'm looking forward to it, and I'll sort of make our way through here and pardon us, working as best we can with a telephone roundtable. Jennifer, before we get into Earth Day in particular, Life Pre-Loved. What's Life Pre-Loved all about?
So I work with promoting secondhand fashion in all ways. I promote thrifting, I host clothing swaps, I write blog posts on the fashion and garment industry and all the education that goes around that we're not really used to seeing in the Western world.
So what does Earth Day mean? Do you approach Earth Day different than any other day in the calendar?
Not really. I've been living this lifestyle of promoting secondhand fashion for well over 10 years and thrifting, so it's a normal day for me. It's just great to see everyone talking about it and thinking about how we can reuse our clothing more, so that's what it means to me.
You know, when we talk, I want to talk to you, and we'll let the other guests chime in first, but I think that there's a conversation to be had about textiles and maybe the how much more we're understanding the glut of waste that there is. Sean, you're a director, co-founder of Waste Free Edmonton. What's the mandate at Waste Free Edmonton? I mean, is it all contained in the name?
Yeah, it's a pretty broad mandate about reducing waste in Edmonton, and the idea is to have less production and consumption on the front end, and then reusing and repurposing items wherever possible on the back end.
So when you approach Earth Day, obviously I would suppose for you and for your volunteers and your group, advocacy would be one of the real opportunities I would imagine that you see on a day like today.
Yeah. In my personal life, nothing really much changes. But on a day like today, it really focuses the message. More people are willing to listen. We're having this discussion here on the show today. And so it really gives a good opportunity for this sort of messaging to get out there.
You know, one of the things, Mike, you're the co-founder of Change Toothpaste. I bet you one of the steps that people might be taking today is to say, how can we cut back on waste or maybe the non-recyclables in our home? Maybe we take a look around and do a bit of an inventory. Is that what you were doing when you came up with the idea for this Alberta-based company?
That's exactly what happened. My daughter was actually the inspiration behind all this. She said we had to make a difference because she was doing some research on the toothpaste tubes and how over 900 million enter landfills every year. And they take over 500 years to break down. And she goes, Dad, we have to make a change. And that's where the whole inspiration came from.
So how does what's the idea of your business and how is the toothpaste that you sell different than, the big brands, so to speak?
Well, ours comes in a tablet form, okay, so we got away from the toothpaste tube. It has nothing to do with the toothpaste. The brush does the majority of the cleaning, and it was about getting rid of the tube because it's not recyclable, and the form we chose was a tablet that comes in a compostable pouch. And you pop it in your mouth, you bite down, you brush with a wet toothbrush, does everything paste is supposed to do.
Are you a product developer, or how did you come up with this idea?
Well, back to my daughter, she found a tablet out of the States, and we ordered it in, and it was extremely expensive and took a very long time to get here. And I said, sustainability is important, but it has to be affordable. And she says, well, let's make our own. So that sort of inspired everything. We took all the ingredients out of commercial paste and natural paste to our dentist. And we said, what do we need? What don't we need? And 8 months and 119 recipes later, we came up with a toothpaste that we would let other people try.
Wow, Mike. So what was your professional background? What were you doing before this?
I was a travel consultant. I've got no chemistry background. We joke, we went from Martha Stewart in the kitchen to Breaking Bad in the basement.
That's amazing. These are the kind of stories, Sean, I guess, when you talk about going waste-free. I mean, geez, the numbers that we just heard from Mike are astounding. I think he said 900 million toothpaste tubes in landfills. This is the exact type of thing you're talking about, hoping to see, I guess.
Exactly, yeah. With both of our panelists, it really kind of shows the spectrum, right? You have, with Change Toothpaste, they're reducing the need for the travel, if you can buy it locally here, for all the transport costs. But then also, obviously, with the reduced packaging and the recyclable or compostable packaging. And then with Life Pre-Loved, you have the other end, where you're, instead of getting rid of something at what a lot of people would see as the end of its lifespan, you're reusing clothes, right? You're repurposing them. You're giving them a second life. So I really like the co-panelists that you chose today.
Yeah, well, hey, listen, and we want to give you three a chance to bounce some ideas and thoughts off each other. If you're just tuning in right now, this is our Earth Day Roundtable. It's Earth Day today. What steps are you taking? What's on your mind? I mean, there's some kind of snide and snarky, and I'll admit, some funny texts about the carbon tax and things like that, but seriously, and you're going to say, I am serious. I know you're serious, but seriously, in your own life, what does Earth Day mean to you? Are you changing some light bulbs out today? I mean, am I trotting out the same old cliches on things people do? We're going to get back to Jennifer. I'm curious to dig a little bit deeper into the world of textiles and the context of maybe the conversations she wants us to be having today on Earth Day. On the text line, I'm just going to be honest with you. The general consensus, and I'll put it in Doug's words, is that Earth Day is just another Wednesday. We're joined by Jennifer McConaughey, owner of Life Pre-Loved, Mike Medikoff, the co-founder of Change Toothpaste, and Sean Stepchuk, director and co-founder of Waste Free Edmonton. Jennifer, I guess Earth Day provides us an opportunity. I mean, this roundtable panel here is evidence of that, to at least further the conversation on some things we can be doing 365 days a year. Now, you obviously provide an opportunity to keep clothing, to keep textiles out of landfills. What do we maybe not realize, or what drives your passion? What's the reality right now when it comes to textiles, the clothing industry, and its effect on planet Earth?
Well, it's really interesting to me how much clothing is produced per year. The stats about 5 years ago were saying that 150 billion items of garments were produced each year. And if you think about how much you have in your closet that you wear, so it's great to like get rid of what we're no longer wearing and keep those items circular in the community instead of just donating. When we donate items to the thrift store, they get so much that they aren't able to sell, only about 10% that they're able to sell. So that shows you how much excess we have in the world that we're dealing with of textiles.
When you talk about so-called circular fashion and what you do and essentially the service or the opportunities that you provide for sustainable fashion in Edmonton, are there like preconceived notions or misconceptions or people strongly held or long-held beliefs on wearing new clothes or new to them? Do people have to get over a hump? Have you seen that?
Well, that's exactly why I started Life Pre-Loved as a blog and an Instagram, is because I wanted to promote what secondhand meant and what buying thrift meant, to change those ideologies that we grew up with. So it's been a really interesting and beautiful transition the past few years to see how that has evolved and more people being welcoming to reusing our clothing. And what I find even more amazing is when I go to the thrift store, for example, I see lots of young kids, and that just blows my mind.
Yeah, no kidding. Your Instagram is great, by the way, at Life Pre-Loved. When we talk about changing long-held attitudes or principles or, I mean, basically sort of habits is the word I'm probably looking for. Sean, when it comes to waste-free Edmonton, I mean, I sort of made a confession earlier this morning talking to my colleagues, Chelsea Bird and Shay Ganim. I said, you know, one of the steps I've tried to take in being more environmentally friendly is while I may have had good intentions before with my recycling, whether it was throwing in, you know, pizza boxes that had coagulated cheese on them or throwing in textiles or I don't need to keep the list going. The foil tops off yogurts. I mean, buddy, I have thrown it all in the recycling and probably, despite my good intentions, created a real headache for somebody on the other end. How do you effectively change people's habits? What works and what doesn't?
You know, the thing about recycling, just as an example, is that it's pretty much impossible to keep up with what is recyclable in what jurisdiction at what time, because it's all changing dependent upon the market. Even right now, our recycling plant in Edmonton is at reduced capacity. So a lot of what is recyclable isn't even getting recycled. It's just ending up in the landfill. So it's really about kind of reduce even getting to that point. Don't think of recycling as being this catch-all where as long as I have a full blue bag, I'm doing great and I'm environmental. It's I want to have as little as possible in that blue bag and as little as possible in the garbage, and maybe a bunch in the compost is fine, but we want to try to reduce everything in the first place. And there's so many areas of our life where we can do that in that the list becomes huge, whether that's getting change toothpaste, right, that reduces the amount of garbage going in, or not buying a bunch of brand new clothes and repairing what you have. There's just so many different ways of looking at reducing, and it all starts with just not getting stuff that you don't need in the first place.
Mike, I was taking a look at your website. It looks great, by the way, at changetoothpaste.com. I'm curious to know, from a business development standpoint, what drives most people to your product? Is it the sense of ecological sustainability, doing their part? Are they intrigued by the product itself and the science behind it? I mean, how do you market it? What have you found convinces people to join your community at Change Toothpaste?
Well, basically, Ryan, it's all about sustainability. Right, because toothpaste, you know, let's face it, toothpaste is not sexy, right? It's just something you do at least once a day, hopefully twice a day. But it's all about getting people to change one small habit, and that makes huge environmental impacts. Because we've gone through our whole lives not even considering what the tube is all about. Right? Squeeze out the last little bit and then it goes right into the garbage. You don't give it a second thought. Everybody, you know, they've switched to carrying their own water bottles and their own shopping bags, but the tube has gone under the radar for too long.
Yeah, you could probably argue toothpaste could be very sexy. It just depends who's brushing their teeth, right, Mike? on our text line, Amanda says Amanda's bang on here. She says we don't need a bunch of people doing zero waste perfectly. We need a handful doing it imperfectly. I love that. Cam in a pizzeria is listening in. Make sure you support Basil's Pizzeria in Leduc. Cam says, in closing, I'd love to hear your panelists comment on social media reports because of this global shutdown. Views of the Himalayas in India, sea turtles being born in Thailand, Venice's canals clearing up the water there. I only have about 15 seconds left for each of you, but if you could sign off with one thing that's inspiring you today, what might it be? Jennifer, you go first.
Well, just to know that there's no agreeable global term on what sustainable fashion means, so that can mean very many things to different people. So if you choose one thing, for me it's secondhand fashion, then just work with that.
Perfect. Mike, how about yourself?
I think basically today is a day to remind us about where we live and how to protect it for generations to come. And no matter how much we reduce, reuse, and recycle, we can always do a little bit better.
I love it. Thanks. Sean, last word to you.
Just out of this disruption and completely devastating problems that we're going through right now with COVID-19, that there are at least opportunities for people to kind of reconsider things in all aspects of their life, but including waste and the environment.
Very well said. Happy Earth Day to the three of you. Thank you for this. Ched Nation, check out wastefree.ca, lifeprelove.com, changetoothpaste.com, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
The Ryan Jesperson Show, weekday mornings at 9 on 630 Ched.